the March 1st Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm is excused. Alderman Taylor is excused. Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B is a citizen's comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any matter, please come forward, give us your name and address for the record, and speak clearly into the microphone. Any citizen wishing to speak? Don't be bashful, because I do this quick. Any citizen wishing? There we go.
Name's John Campion. I'm at 10651 St. Martin's Road. I got some questions. First of all, at the last meeting on the sidewalk, we were told that they can't change anything. And Dave Meyer was one of them that said that. And all of a sudden, they're trying to do it underneath the table. I mean, that's what's happening to politics. I mean, they just don't care. And why? What is Franklin getting out of this? Taking over the road.
Okay, I'll give you a couple answers. First, it's Dave Mayer. It's Dan Mayer. Okay. Dave's his uncle. Rest his soul. I can't account for what was said at any of those meetings, but it is late in the game. We've got 90% plans for the, and we'll have this conversation later, and you're welcome to stay for it. So, I don't know what the council is going to do. But it's not being done under the table, obviously, because you know it's happening.
Yeah, but if our alder person didn't come around and tell us, we wouldn't have known. And then you could have skated right through with it.
Well, I would say that your alderman or alderwoman, whichever the case might be, ought to get kudos for doing what they did. So I think that's good.
Yes, it's very good. But the idea that, first of all, they know who's involved in on that street. We could have been notified. It's kind of an important thing as far as changing the sidewalk completely. Why we need a sidewalk to start with. We got two bike paths and a sidewalk.
Well, the sidewalk is, I'll just tell you, the sidewalk is there as a requirement of the construction financing. In order to use state funds, the original deal was sidewalk on both sides. We were fortunate enough to, through the work of our city engineer, to be able to justify not spending that money and only have it on one side.
Why can't the road just be paved?
Well, that's a decision of the Common Council, at my insistence. The city's going to take over that road once it gets repaved. So the decision was, Dan's looking at me. He knows what I really want to say. The decision was, do a less than 100% rebuild, and then the city will be responsible for rebuilding it again in 10, 20, 30 years?
Yeah, well, I've been it rebuilt since 1970, and it hasn't been paved yet.
That's exactly the problem.
Okay, so if it gets paved once more, it's going to last 30, 40 years. Then we won't be using cars anyways.
No. Okay. I can't argue with that. Well, I can, but I'm not going to.
Just the idea, we weren't told about it, really. And, I mean, at the meeting, we were told that nothing can be changed. I wanted them to change the grade. No, that can't be changed. And all of a sudden, now when they decide they want to, you know.
Well, let's see what happens. I don't know what's happened, but, again, we're at 90% plans. They're ready to let the contracts. So let's see what happens. Alderman Mayer.
I just want to address your comment. When I talked to you, I was under the impression that nothing could be changed. Shortly after that, they were changing other things. So if other things were changing, why couldn't we look at this and change this as well? So that's why I'm bringing it forward before the sidewalk is in so we can look at it objectively. When I told you nothing could be changed, that's what I understood. Shortly after that, they were changing other things.
Well, I mean, it's all being done under the table.
Yeah.
I'm Margaret Campion, same address. I hope you can hear me.
We can hear you, Margaret.
No, if it wasn't for our alderwoman, we would not know. Just like with the sewer, which we do not have, we had no notice of it. All of a sudden, it appeared on our tax bill. So that's why we're concerned that things are done without consenting, the people's consent. Now, if we do not consent to give up any of our property, what authority is there to take it?
Well, first of all, the road's getting built within the right-of-way that's already owned by the county. So you're not giving up any property.
Well, there is property on the other side of the street and on our side. It's an easement. And according to our abstract, the easement is only for the maintenance of the electrical wires or the utilities.
I can't comment.
So what I'm saying is you go ahead with all of this. Nobody consents to it. And, like, what I'm wondering what authority there is to take private property or to do this on people's property without their consent.
Well, again, it's being done in an easement that already exists. The county, it's a county
property. But easement on most properties is an easement for the utilities. It's property that was purchased and paid for by the homeowner.
Actually, I'm using an incorrect term. It's done in the right-of-way that's already owned by the county.
Which goes just to the end of our ditch, but they want to take our whole ditch and the culverts that my father put in? No.
It's a county project. I can't account for what they're taking.
The city can say to just pave it. You don't have to. You can cancel it. Because nobody on that street, on that community, really wants it.
That may be true.
So?
But I represent 35,000 other taxpayers who have to pay for rebuilding that road X period of time down the road. That's not fair to them.
Well,
your wife's talking, let's let that happen. And
so they won't have to pay for it if you don't do it, right?
No, we're going to pay twice.
No, I don't think so. I mean, every property owner has a right to their privacy, to their property.
Absolutely.
All right. So if you're going to take half of somebody's front yard or half of their backyard that they've maintained and purchased, I mean, their sweat equity has been in that property, maintaining it. They might have to bill you then for maintaining it if you think it's yours and you can take it, right? Let them bill you for the 30 years of maintaining and improving it.
I don't have any of the details that you're talking about. All I can tell you is it's being done in the right-of-way that already is owned by the county. And it's a county project. They determine the engineering on it. And
okay, but the people that are paying the taxes ought to have a say.
Well, there have been a number of public meetings on this.
Well, we were only noticed on what? One?
Two.
One, two of them. If the people that have the property on that land should have a say, and if we don't consent, we don't consent. Thank you.
My name is Spencer Daniel, 11300 West St. Martin's Road. First of all, I want to thank the council for the good job they've done with regard to taxes, with regard to keeping our taxes low. The second thing with regard to the sidewalk impacts my house, I'd like to also thank you with regard to the good job you did with regard to putting the, with regard to whether you're going to put the water into the area, in the whole area. You gave all of us a chance to vote on it. Now, on this issue with regard to the sidewalk, there were meetings, you know, a couple of meetings and everything else, but we all didn't have a chance to vote on it. And that's, I think, with regard to the future, I think that's something you might want to consider when you're pushing something in an area like that, which impacts a lot of people. You might want to consider letting people vote on it rather than just putting it on them, doing it almost like the water thing. The water thing, where everybody had a chance to vote. On this issue, people did not have a chance to vote. So, anyway, that's what I got to say.
Thank you, Mr. Daniels.
Hello, I'm Doug Edwards of
10831 West St. Martin's Road. I'm a frustrated St. Martin's resident. And, you know, I'll, too, you know, vent a little frustration that, you know, had it not been for my alder person stopping at my house on a Sunday, I wouldn't have known about this. My neighbors have been attending the meetings. I'm missing work tonight. My whole month culminates on the first Tuesday every month for my job, probably like yours do too. So I'm missing my job right now to come here. I missed some of those informational meetings because those were held in the same fashion. But, you know, it's just a little frustrating for all of us, you know, when it comes down to you find out, you know, when 90% of things are done and then they want to change things and they don't want to notify the residents. As Alderman Mayer said, you know, he had talked to the individual and told him nothing could be changed, but yet at the same time when he heard things could be changed, I didn't see him reaching out to anybody either, you know. And I guess that's the frustration we share. Regardless if you live on the north side of the street or the south side of the street, we could build a stairway to heaven, but nobody wants it in their backyard.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Again, it's a county project. They designed it.
I also heard, is that correct, that from Forest Home to Mark Gate, there's going to be no sidewalk?
It's not correct. Halfway? Not correct.
That's not correct. It's going to go all the way down to Mark Gate Road?
Mm-hmm.
That isn't the way it was on the 60%.
The city engineer.
For 60%, it wasn't on that.
Initially, it was shown to go all the way to South North Cape, but after discussion that this project ends where the asphalt ends on the other project, that's as far as we could take it, as far as the county would take it.
So that's correct? It's going to go down to where the new asphalt goes now?
Correct.
Certainly, St. Martin's Fair is included in all of the discussions.
Did anybody look into any of that? What impact it's going to have on the fair?
Yes, that was all discussed.
People in a park or people in trucks? What are they going to do? Have to drive up over the curb?
Where there's curb, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Anyone else?
Hello. Eric Filter, 10520 West St. Martin's Road. I'm here to speak about the St. Martin's Road project and the sidewalk and how it was done and how decisions were made. And just listening to the interaction right now, we still, between the city and the county, there seems to be a complete go back and forth. It's you, it's us, it's them. I cannot get a straight answer from the city or the county. I've sent the petition in. Everybody on the east side of the road doesn't want it. They don't. Nobody wants that sidewalk on their side of the road. How that decision was made, they had the sidewalk put on one side of the road. Nobody understands. Nobody can answer that question. I talked to the city engineer. Ramirez?
Romes.
And talking to him, the sidewalk could go on either side of the road. Who made that decision to put it on one side of the road? Also, with the impact with the trees and everything, there's more impact by putting that sidewalk on the one side of the road than it would be on the other side of the road. I think more of the old 100-year-old trees are on the east side than on the west side. There's more yard on the west side than there is on a lot of homes on the east side. The whole project wasn't done fairly. When we were informed about the project, our first meeting, like two or three meetings ago, the project was 60% done. Everybody started voicing their opinion, and we got pushed from the county to the city, county to the city. Nobody can answer the question, how does this thing move forward without talking to the residents more and getting their feedback on how the road would be done? And you talk about saving money. We're going to put, $600,000 into the sidewalk because we got to accept money from the state. So we're saving money. How's that saving money? If we just do it with the county money, it's still tax money. Tax money is tax money, whether it comes from the state, whether it comes from the county, whether it comes from the city. We all pay taxes. So if you take it from the state, you're still paying more. So what I want, and I was told also that there could be no changes done. Then a change is made. So the concrete ain't poured. The road project ain't started yet. There's a lot of opposition. A lot of people want to speak on this yet. I with short notice, it's kind of tough. Nobody's following the city website to see agendas and so forth. But I'll tell you what, if you would notify these people in advance and so they could make arrangements all the way down the road, you'd have, this place would be filled. So changes can still be made. And I want changes looked into, and I want an explanation, and I want it explained to everybody. Why? How was the decision made? Why are the people on one side of the road being penalized with a 6-foot-wide multi-purpose sidewalk? That's a penalty for us. So,
Thank you.
Carl Johns, 11765 West St. Martin's Road. First off, I'd like to thank everybody for trying to be fiduciarily responsible in maintaining or using money from the state to try and reduce the local tax burden. I mean, that's a good thing. Franklin's tax burden compared to my friends who live in Muskego, Oak Creek, are need to be reduced. First off, I'd like to follow the comments there that the meetings that we had, we showed up, they were public informationary meetings, and I was at both meetings that we had. I don't think there were any others. There were only two that were open to the public, correct? I went to the first one. They said, yes, we can accept your suggestions. Everybody on my section of the road, on St. Martin's Road in between Forest Home and North Cape, everybody said, we don't want the sidewalk. We went in there, we were told by the county that was going to be considered, and I go to the second meeting and they show us the plan and none of the considerations that some of the folks here and myself had wrote down were not considered. They just move forward. Then I found out that there was an opportunity for an exception on that section of road in between Forest Home and North Cape because the sidewalk isn't even going to connect the two roads. There's no sidewalk on the other road. It's kind of like the sidewalk to nowhere. It's not going to benefit anybody, and the people on both sides of that road don't want it. And there was an opportunity to have that exception applied and not have the sidewalk in that section, and the board, the county, and yourself, Mr. Mayor, voted for that we wanted the sidewalk there when none of the people were there. So I'm very frustrated that the voice of the people is not being heard. And I'll make another compliment to you because the people in this room sitting in the front have now created another activist in Franklin because I have not been involved with the political process, but now that I see what's going on, I find it my duty as a citizen to become more involved and try and help direct and help voice the opinion of the people because the frustration, I think, of everybody that lives on that road is very, very high because it seems like our voice is not being heard. You people in this room are supposed to be representing the people. And I don't see that happening. So I have two questions for you. Number one, now that changes are being considered, Mr. Mayors is the one who said, yep, if this is it, we can't make any more changes.
I don't
recall
ever.
But now that changes are being considered, I see you, Mr. Olson, I see you shaking your head. Is that not a true statement? Because that's what I was told at the last meeting.
You attributed it to me. I never said that.
No.
I think he's referring to me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, he did say me.
He said mayor.
Not Mr. Olson. Mr.
You're not the only mayor in the room.
I'm sorry.
I know there's three mayors in the room.
Okay.
And potentially more. There's a lot of mayors in this.
All right. Dan. Now we're hearing that there are the opportunity for changes. And since Trans 7075 has been repealed with the passing of Budget Act 55, I don't understand, based on the voice of the people on both sides of the road, on both ends of the spectrum, if Trans 75 has been repealed, why do we have to move forward with the sidewalk? We're already going to have the bike path, which I think everybody would agree, having that paved bike path so you can have bicycle traffic there would be a good thing. That can also be used for walking. So the addition of this extra off-the-beaten-path concrete pathway is not really necessary in the opinion of anybody. I mean, I've passed a lot of bicycles there. If we have a bicycle path, that's a good thing. I'm all for that. But I don't think anybody sees the need for that sidewalk, especially over on the western part in between Forest Home and North Cape, because it's going to go nowhere. It's going to end across the street, kitty corner, from where my driveway is. So it's a waste of time, it's a waste of money, and it's frustrating the people. So, again, since we can make changes, the bill has been repealed, why can't we consider taking the sidewalk off the table and doing the bike paths?
Well, the answer to that question is we asked for whether the Act 55 applied to this particular project. The response from the county was, no, it does not apply to this project. We're not eligible for an exemption under Act 55 based on the timing of the funding. So, no, we can't take the sidewalk out.
Wouldn't that answer have to come from the state?
The county did it through the state. This is folks, you're yelling at us. This is a county project. The only decision that this council made was to use Trans 75 dollars so that the road got replaced, in my opinion, in a responsible, durable, good length of time manner, as opposed to milling off the top 3 inches, laying pavement down, and then you'd get the washboard you got, well, not bad this year, but last year was extremely bad, that you and I would have to pay for in future years. So the council, in my view, made a wise decision that said we need to rebuild that road from the bottom up.
When was the funding approved? And why, if Trans 75 was repealed by Act 55, why can't it be considered for this road project?
We asked the question. The answer came back, no, it's not eligible for
to repeal. Who can we contact at the state level? Can you direct us to who gave you that answer so we, as the people, can contact them?
Department of Transportation.
But there has to be a specific person that we can contact, because the Department of Transportation can get a lot of people lost.
I don't recall who exactly I talked to, but I included the name and phone number in one of the previous emails. But I did call someone at the state level, the person in charge of the entire program, and they told me that because of when it was enacted, because of when this project was put in the queue, that we have to comply by those regulations. Just as if the regulations had become more stringent, we could still, you know, go by with the more lax requirements. But in this case, when they removed the requirement of sidewalk, because the project was in the queue, it has to comply with the regulations at that point in time. And I got that from the person in charge they were with WSDOT. I don't recall their name.
Could we reapply with the state?
Start over again?
If we would reapply with the state, what would that do?
Well, we're...
That would make the people happy. We'd still be able to get state money, is that correct?
I can't answer that question.
I mean, we shouldn't have to start all over. The plans are there. All we're asking them to do is stop that concrete sidewalk.
Well,
that's all we're asking.
Being in government as I am, I will tell you, a simple question never has a simple answer, especially when we're talking about the state. So,
well, that's why I voted for you, because I thought you were going to try and make things more simple.
Well, I try. I try, but understand what you have in this room tonight. There's the folks on the east side or north side who don't want the sidewalk. There's the folks on the other side, on the south side or west side, that don't want the sidewalk. But somebody's going to get the sidewalk. So we're betwixt and between here.
Who made the decision? Nobody's answered that.
Well, I'll answer that question, but please, let's do this one at a time. Let's do it. Respect everybody's. He's got the floor at the moment. The decision was made, as I've said many times tonight, Milwaukee County made the design decision to put it on the east north side of the street. Sir, have some respect for the other people in the room. So you still have the floor, sir.
So my question still goes out. What would happen if we backed it to that point and reapplied for the money? What would that do to us? If we had to wait a year to get what we wanted, I agree with you that the road should be pulverized, because otherwise those concrete slabs are going to heave as one piece, so they need to be broken up, and putting the rubberized coating on it and then re-asphalting it, I think that's going to be the best job, and I understand that. And I understand through what Susan has explained that is considered reconstruction, not just repaving. Mm-hmm. So that's what links us to the Trans 75 when we applied for it. And going back to, you know, the accusations that there was under the table dealings, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know when this project started and when we applied for that. I only got involved when I got the first notice that there was a public hearing that I could attend. And at that point in time, we were told, yes, we're going to take your inputs.
Well, again, that's a county project. It's been well over a year, longer than that. I mean, it's been...
Our first meeting was September 27, I think.
You know, that may be true. I don't know. Okay. All I can tell you is that it's been discussed here lots. Lots. And I know that both of your aldermen have been involved in this since they've been elected, and they've been reaching out as well. But again, I'm not pointing fingers. I'm just telling the facts. County project, county design, county engineering, county funds, county timing. It's the county. I stand by the decision that this council made, at my urging, frankly, to use Trans 75 dollars, because at that time, that was the only way we were going to get that road rebuilt. And that was the only fiscally responsible thing for us to do, short-term and long-term. At the time, it included two sidewalks, one on each side. Through the efforts of the city engineer and your alderman, convinced the state to give us an exemption to only put it on one side. Still get the road rebuilt, pulverized, repaved, nice, smooth, flat, maintainable, long-term road. You got a sidewalk coming, folks. Sometimes, as I said many times, sometimes you got to take one for the team. Alderman Mayor.
I asked that very question to county. County said, in no uncertain terms, the road won't be rebuilt if it's not rebuilt now. We made the decision to rebuild the road. It was a unanimous decision to do it the right way, to rebuild it. That brought in the sidewalks. Nothing is going on under the table. What might have been going on under the table, as far as I'm concerned, is when I was told that nothing can change, that it's going to be this way, and then later I was told that, well, there some exceptions can be made. That's where I'm coming from here. I'm trying to work with what I've been told. And I was told, when I told you guys, this is the way it is, that's what I was told. After that, exceptions were made. That's why this is not under the table. This is bringing it forward here so that people on both sides of the street are treated fairly. And all I'm looking for is answers here from county, because they're the ones that made the decision. And there's no reason why Mr. Vilter up there should be paying a higher price than people on the other side of the road, or the Schweitzers up in the village, or Mr. Daniels, when they're going to lose their entire front yard. All I was asking for is what rationale was being used to put the sidewalk on this side as opposed to the other side. And all I'm getting for answers are not answers that tell me it should be pushed on this side. That's why we're here tonight. That's why I asked to do this tonight. This is not deciding anything. If anything is decided, it'll go forward in whatever way, and then people will be notified. This is just to have the discussion that has never really happened so far, and we've never gotten the answers from county as to why it's on this side. I'm told one of the reasons is the big poles on the west side. Okay, why else? And what balances that with putting it on this side? It just seems like people on this side are paying an unfair burden.
When you say this side, north side or south side?
East side, north side.
North side.
Right. That's where I'm going for. We're going to get a sidewalk. Okay. I said before that nothing can change, and that's what I was told. So we're going to get a sidewalk. I just want to make sure that people on both sides are treated fairly. And quite frankly, we have to cross roads here and there. The first thing we're taught as kids is look both ways. So to me, crossing streets, it's a reason to avoid them, but it's not the only reason to avoid them. And the other reasons have not been addressed, like the village, the closeness, the trees. We're going to lose the trees. Nowhere in here are the trees discussed, yet the sidewalk is going to have to take a huge detour into Mr. Vilter's yard, and the trees are going to die anyway if that's done, and he's going to end up with a sidewalk in his front yard. Up in the village area, Mr. Daniels, it's going to come right outside his living room window. And the other question is, mailboxes can't be moved from that side of the road. So we've been told the county is going to put curb and gutter in so we can put the sidewalk right up against the curb and gutter. Well, where in heck does that put the mailboxes? Right in the sidewalk? And how is that going to affect snow removal, snow clearing? And how is that going to affect the privacy of the mailboxes, which are federally protected, and we're going to have people walking up and down the sidewalks bumping into them as they're looking in the living room windows of the people at the sidewalks going right next to. That's all I'm looking for, and I'm not getting those answers from county. We're going to get a sidewalk. I just want to make sure that everyone's treated fairly on both sides of the road for the long term.
When is the decision going to be made on which side it goes on? And will the people be able with the county again?
As far as I know, the decision has been made. I just want to make sure that we can try and send a message to county. Please reconsider to treat people fairly, or at least tell us why you're doing it this way. As far as I know, the decision's made. It's made to go on the east side. I want to know why what they base that on.
Okay. And my final comment is, because we're taking in, or they're reconsidering, I'm asking those in the room here to request that we have the exemption on the western portion in between Forest Home and North Cape on the sidewalk that would go nowhere, because if we shifted to the south side of the road, and it runs on an angle, I'm using south so we can go east-west, that way we have some direction. Because if you move it on there, there's a large elevation change between the road and the homes that would have to be taken into consideration. They're going to have to do either a retaining wall like they did on Rawson Avenue with a railing, and then I'm going to have a railing and a retaining wall in my front yard. And because even with $375, we were able to make the or have an exception for that section, and the council voted against that exception, I'm asking that you reconsider the exception for that short little section that would be beneficial to no one.
Well, I try to treat everyone with respect, and I hope you will return the favor to me. But I'm going to talk to you plainly, as you would expect me to talk to you, because we're all mature adults here. You're getting a sidewalk. We talked about not doing the one between Forest Home and North Cape. Wasn't going to not happen. It's going to be there. It's going to be there because the plans are finished, and there was.
At that time, there was.
Please let me answer you. The word Alderman Mayer is saying is he had a staff member tell him that we could make exceptions. That was an incorrect statement by that staff member. Alderman Mayer appropriately thought it was okay, but it was not. Again, this is not the city doing this. We made one decision. One decision. To have $375 and rebuild that road. One decision. Okay, that's it. Now, what's going to happen here is if the council in your infinite wisdom says we want it on the other side, this project's not going to happen. Plain and simple. And then that road's going to get worse and worse and worse, and the county, I'm here to tell you, is not going to redo it. Probably in our lifetimes. So, folks, I appreciate the fact that you want to be heard, and we will listen to all of you. The five of us, the only decision we have to make is, does the road get done or not? And that relates to the decision that will be made in a little bit. Sitting here yelling at us doesn't do much good. We're on your side. I didn't want any sidewalks, but I also didn't want a road that we'd have to rebuild in a few years. In a decade or so. That wouldn't have been smart for me or you. So here we are. I'm sorry that you feel bad about this. I really do. I was most of your aldermen. I was all of your aldermen for a period of time. Your aldermen have done a pretty good job at keeping you informed. But again, it's not our project. It's a county project. They made the decision.
So the decision here tonight by those in the front of the room is what?
Well, if the council decides that they want to move the sidewalk from one side of the street to the other, I pretty much guarantee the project will die. That's the only decision that can be made.
Thank you.
Please, don't take offense at what I say. I'm just trying to be honest with you. Spencer, we talked about this. I mean, where'd you go? He left. Oh, you're back there. Okay, so anyway.
Kirk, one more time, real quick. I won't take much. It sounds like if Franklin was in charge, it sounds like he would have worked with us.
Okay. Of course.
Now, you said it's the city. I mean, it's the county that made that decision. So I'm going to read just part of an email from Andrea Henning of Milwaukee County, which you've been working with on this project. Milwaukee County has diligently been and patiently working with the City of Franklin and St. Martin's Road project over 2 years and have several meetings and discussions throughout. The roadway type, improvements, and sidewalk location specifications has always been the decision of the City of Franklin from the inception of this project. So this is my frustration. When I go to the county, they say it's the city. When I come to the city, you say it's the county. So, based on that, I mean, what do you have to say to me and everybody here? You just said it's the county made the decision, and the county says, from its inception, the city made the decision. So, as representing me, are you being fair to me? Are you being fair to these people? You never listened to us. This thing came down, and it's one face telling the other face this. It's never the same. So I'll sit down and let you tell everybody how it is.
Okay, it's a public comment period. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Okay, seeing no one else rising, I will.
Just one quick thing.
Alderman Mayor.
Glenn, we had that conversation because I heard that from Andrea too, and I questioned Glenn on what exactly that was. Glenn told me in no uncertain terms it was the county. The only thing Glenn insisted upon was that you didn't want it crossing the street.
Back and forth. You're correct.
Back and forth, which is logical, and it's a safety issue, but that's the only input the city had on this, as far as I know. Thank you.
So with that, I will close the citizen comment period. Okay, let's move on to item C, approval of the February 16th Common Council meeting minutes. Any changes or corrections? Is there a motion to approve?
So move.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E1, boards and commissions appointment. Arthur Skowron to the Architectural Review Board. Alderman Mayor.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Aye.
Motion is approved. Four ayes, no noes. Two absent, no abstentions. David Wasnicki Jr. to the Board of Public Works.
Move to approve.
Second.
All those, Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea?
Aye.
Motion's approved. 4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent, no abstentions. Nora Heidingsfeld to the Personnel Committee. Alderman Mayer.
Move to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Motion approved. 4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent, no abstentions. Without objection, let's move to item G6 so these people can get on with their lives. Alderman Mayer. Alderman Mayer.
Okay, as I stated before, I'll be repeating myself a little bit. We have not been able to get an answer from Milwaukee County as to why they chose one side of the road over the other side for sidewalks. The biggest reason was the poles. Glenn, you actually laid out some of the things that you remember from the discussions. Number one, north side has more connectivity with neighborhoods, north side being the east side, east-north side.
Correct. Can we all agree that north and east are the same thing?
Yes. So more connectivity with neighborhoods. That's not really true. And we can go through these one by one and say why it's not true and why it is true, but Milwaukee County should be telling us this is my whole point here. And if nothing else comes out of this tonight, I would like to see us send a resolution to Milwaukee County requesting their rationale for doing this, because none of it makes sense to me. Connectivity is not true. It's just as much connectivity on the other side, and there's more sidewalks that go all the way through. One of the subdivisions that's noted for connectivity on the east side, there's no sidewalk connecting from Cascade to St. Martin's Road. So, but on the other side, there is, from the condominiums, and it connects up with the Indian School and St. Martin of Tours up in the village with existing sidewalks. Public schools, okay, that there are public schools on the east side, Robinwood, but again, we all have to cross streets somewhere. We've been taught that from little, and that's personal responsibility. We can't make every decision to be as safe as possible. North side will have connectivity with Robinwood Trail. Again, we can cross the street. North side has connection to more residents. I dispute that for reasons I mentioned before. North side has less conflicts with utility poles. Those are the big poles. Other poles will have to be moved. There are some big poles on the west side, south side. Sidewalk could go right next to them on the inside or on the outside if it had to be. And it wouldn't cause them to die like it will the trees on the other side. North side will provide better pedestrian access to mailboxes right outside of their front yard. They don't need access to their mailboxes. It'll provide access from everybody else that's using the sidewalk to their mailboxes, but it's not going to improve the mailbox access for the neighbors there. And it's nowhere near does it tell us what's going to happen with the mailboxes when the sidewalk is in, where they're going to be located, and it doesn't tell us about the snow removal, and it doesn't address the fact that more private property will be taken on the east side, more usable property will be taken on the east side, and if, as I mentioned before, I didn't plan to say it during public comment, but it came up, I was going to say it now, Mr. Vilter's yard, he's going to lose a good deal of his front yard, as will the next several houses there where the trees are. We want to save the trees. Trees aren't listed here as one of the rationales for Milwaukee County. But he's going to lose a major part of his front yard. And quite frankly, the trees are probably going to die anyway with the construction on one side and the impervious sidewalk on the other side. And then he's going to end up with the trees gone and still a sidewalk in their front yard, in their privacy. And up in the village, there is no room on the east side in front of many of the houses there. There's not a lot of room on the other side, but there's more room. And Schweitzer's and the Daniels are prime examples of that. The sidewalk's going to be right in front of their front door, and there's nowhere to put snow. Where is their mailbox going to go? And what about their issues of privacy and their private property that's going to basically be gone when you wouldn't have that on the other side? So what I'm looking for is an answer from county that I've been trying to get for a while. Why are they choosing that side? What is the compare and contrast? Okay, we've got the poles on this side. How does that balance over here? We've got mailboxes on this side. There's nothing to balance on that side. So that's what I'm looking for. I'd like to get it to go to the other side. I understand tonight that it's not going to be able to move to the other side, but that would still be what I would like. But if I can't get that, I want reasons why it is where it is.
Alderman, are you making a motion to direct staff and the mayor to send a letter to county DOT requiring a response regarding their rationale for placement of the sidewalks?
I would like them to consider moving it. If they cannot consider moving it, give us rationale as to why they will not move it, and compare and contrast reasons for not moving it between the east and west side, north and south side.
Good with that?
No.
We'll get it off the table.
I got it.
So that's your motion, Alderman?
So I want reasons from them, not just the polls. I want things balanced between both sides.
Well, again, we can only ask. What they tell us is what they tell us. Anyway.
Yes.
Is there a second to that motion? Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Any discussion of the motion? Alderwoman, Mayor.
Can you reread the motion?
Word for word, Alderman, do you really want me to say it exactly how you did? I could do that.
Just the highlights.
Alderman Mayor moved to request that the Milwaukee County Department of Transportation consider moving the sidewalk, and if they are unable,
give rationale.
Send a letter to the city requesting a response. The city will send a letter to the county requesting a response regarding their rationale and compare.
Why not to move and why on the north side?
You
want to? I'll tell you what I understood. Understood to write a letter asking the county to consider moving, and if not, consider or give rationale why not move, and also, regardless, give rationale why the north side.
Why what?
Why on the north side. Northeast side. Is that your motion, Alderman?
Yes.
Alderwoman?
That's kind of a loaded motion, I guess. I mean, you're asking for something nice and innocent, like give us some answers, and you're also asking them to reconsider moving the whole entire sidewalk at 90% done with the project. I guess my question is, what if they would consider it, and then what happens to the funding and that kind of thing? You know, I guess my concern is actually that they would consider it, and then we don't get the project done in time and the funding goes away. What happens if they consider it and take so much time that, you know, it just goes away? I understand wanting to get answers from them. You and I have been down this road together from the very beginning. And I actually wanted to address one of the questions from one of the gentlemen who spoke earlier. We did make this decision to put a sidewalk in based on the information from the state saying if you want the road done, you have to do it a certain way. If you do it a certain way and you're using our money, then you have to do all these things to that the state wants us to do, like a sidewalk on both sides of the street, like four lane or bike lanes and all this kind of stuff. I don't think that we necessarily liked that idea, but we needed the road done to the degree that it was going to be a decent road, because we're taking it over and are going to have to maintain it. So that is the reason for it. Yes, we did make a decision basically to have the sidewalk because we were using state funds. Once you start using other people's money, you get your hands tied. We've learned that now. I do have a question regarding how you feel that connecting on the north side, that it doesn't connect more residents to that sidewalk.
Alderman Mayor.
Let me go back to your first question first. If they haven't considered putting the sidewalk on both sides, and if they don't have an answer as to why they're putting it on one side and the other side, then I don't trust them doing this project to begin with. They should have that consideration. So to ask them to consider that, they should have been considering it. They should have an answer ready to go. Secondly, there's more people on the east side, but the sidewalk, if we're talking just sidewalks, there is no sidewalk on Chapel Hill Drive between Cascade and St. Martin's Road. So if we're talking just sidewalk connections, there's no connection there. And we're talking about the entire village, which does have sidewalks up to St. Martin of Tours.
Alderman Mayor, actually, you still have the floor.
There's going to be money spent in your district regarding that Chapel Hill Road or sidewalk. I thought, isn't that in the budget for some consideration to build the sidewalk there? I don't know if it's Chapel Hill or it's one of those where a sidewalk is going to be coming in.
Not that I'm aware of. There is one. The Robinwood Trail will be going.
Robinwood Trail, but I thought there was a sidewalk also. I could be mistaken.
Not that I'm aware of.
I thought it was one of those that you had suggested. But I guess my fear is that...
Church Street, yes. You're right.
Considering we're at 90%, I would be very concerned if we want the road done, if we want the road done correctly, if we want the road done within the next 10 years. I don't know. I think it's a scary motion. I would rather divide the motion than put it all in because I agree with a portion of it. I don't know if I would put in the reconsideration on the whole thing.
Consider a request to divide. Hold that thought.